I am just ending the third week of a battle with a virus.
我刚刚才结束我的第三个礼拜跟病菌的征战。
So I pray for and ask for your patience in case there is an interruption or two this morning.
对，我希望你们能够有耐心，如果我今天有任何中断的地方。
Two times back when I preached to you, I preached from the little book of Habakkuk in the Old Testament.
在两次之前，我跟大家有谈到这个哈巴谷书的经节。
A book that probably you don't come across very often.
一本你们可能不并不会常常读到的书。
This time I'm again going to preach from a book which you probably don't run across quite so often either.
今天我又要再讲一章你们可能平常不太会读到的书。
Please turn with me to the book of 2 Chronicles in the Old Testament.
请翻到圣经历代志下。
You have an outline. I want to say that there is one error in the outline.
你们有经节的大纲。
Item number 2 regards Abijah's life, not Abijah's wife.
它上面有一个错误，就是第二点的时候是有关于亚比亚的生命，而不是有关于他的妻子。
I think we can work through that.
我想我们的这个应该没问题。
True faith begins in the mind, but it never ends there.
真正的信心是从思想开始，可是它并不就停止在那里。
True faith always results in godly actions, in a life that brings glory to God.
真正的信心一定都会有导致有敬虔的行为，然后会是一个能够荣耀神的生命。
That's what James meant when he wrote, "I will show you my faith by my works."
这也就是雅各在雅各书里面讲的。我会借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。
In the study of King Abijah in 2 Chronicles 13, we find a man who appears to be a man of faith.
当我们看历代志下第十三章有关亚比亚王的时候，我们似乎看到一个很有信心的一个人。
He seems to have all the right answers.
他似乎有所有的正确的答案。
He seems to have the courage to go with it in a tight situation.
他似乎也有那个勇气来经过所有棘手的情形。
But we're going to find out that his knowledge is not enough.
可是我们再来，我们就会发现到，光是知识并不够的。
Abijah is a king during a time of great turmoil and fear among God's people, the Jews.
亚比亚王的时代呢，就是犹太人正经过一个很混乱以及很惧怕的一个时代。
And the problem is not because of a threat from an external enemy.
问题并不是由外来的敌人。
The problem comes from within the Jewish people themselves.
问题是发生在犹太人他们自己里面。
We need to do a little bit of history here. You've seen this outline before from me.
我们来看一下这个历史的背景。
We need to go back up to the top here and see that Solomon is the son of David.
我们看到这个所罗门王是大卫王的儿子。
When Solomon died, Rehoboam, Solomon's son, became king.
所罗门王死了以后，罗伯安接替他成为王。
But then, very soon after that, there was a rebellion in which a man named Jeroboam.Led most of the nation of Israel apart from their true leader, Rehoboam.
可是他即位不久呢，那个耶罗波安就领导了其他的人来背叛了他。
He led 10 of the 12 tribes of Israel to split off and effectively form a separate country.
他带领了以色列十二支派里面的十个支派，然后另外成立了一个国家。
The 10 tribes of the northern kingdom retained the name Israel.
这十个在北方的这十个支派呢，保有了这个名称叫做以色列国。
And the two tribes of the southern kingdom called themselves Judah.
在南边的两个支派呢，就叫做犹大国。
Now, under the leadership of Jeroboam, everybody went astray.
在耶罗波安的带领之下呢，他们都远离了神。
They got into serious idol worship.
他们敬拜偶像。
They dismissed the sons of Levi as the true priests.
他们驱逐了这个利未族的后代，不让他们做祭司。
Now, we're only interested in what happens at the top of this chart.
我们今天只谈到这个表的上半段。
So let's limit ourselves to that.
对，其他的我们就不讲了。
We're really dealing with the time scale here, shown by the red line, which is shortly after Rehoboam has died and Abijah, his name is spelled Abijah or Abijam in different spots. Abijah, then, the son of Rehoboam, has succeeded Rehoboam, and we're talking about that time that's very close to the end of Jeroboam's reign in the north.
我们今天所要谈的主要就是罗波安的儿子亚比亚，或者有两种不同的拼法。So
we have these two regions, the northern kingdom called Israel, the southern kingdom called Judah.
所以我们有北方的北国以色列以及南方的犹大国。
And the time has come for war.
然后接下来就是战争。
The time has come for a civil war.
接下来就发生了内战。
There's going to be a battle between these two countries.
在这两个国家之间发生了战争。
We call this a civil war because it's a war between, within a country, between countrymen.
我们称它为内战，因为它是这个同一个国家里面的人彼此征战。
So here we have this terrible situation. Those who have prospered under God's grace were now coming together to kill each other.
这些原来在神的恩待之下曾经昌盛的人民现在却彼此屠杀。
If we look at the scripture, we can find that the magnitude, the size of the armies was tremendous.
我们来看经文的话，我们就知道他们这个战争的规模是非常庞大的。
We find that Abijah brought 400,000 warriors.
亚比亚王他带领了40万的大军。
But Jeroboam brought 800,000 warriors.
而耶罗波安呢，带领了80万的大军。
To begin with, the odds don't sound too good for Judah.
我们光是看这个数目的话，好像对犹大国不利。
Together, these vast armies of the size that we can hardly imagine met together in the hill country of Ephraim to prepare for battle.
这么庞大的两方军队，他们是在那个以法莲山地中的山上准备要征战。
A total of 1.2 million soldiers on a single battlefield.
在这么单一场的战争里面，有120万的大军。
It's hard to imagine what that looked like.
我们实在很难想象是什么样的场面。
But as they come together, Abijah makes a speech.
可是当他们快要开始打仗的时候呢，亚比亚王他发表了一篇演说。
He speaks to Jeroboam and to whomever of these 800,000 soldiers of Jeroboam who could possibly hear him.
他演说的对象就是耶罗波安以及他手下的大军能够听到他的人。
And he starts to make some points.
他开始发表他的言论。
In 2 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 5, he says, Ought you not to know that the Lord God of Israel gave the kingship over Israel forever to David and his sons by a covenant?
在历代之下第13章第5节，他这样说，你不知道说神将以色列国永远赐给大卫和他的子孙吗？
In his main points, he begins by saying, You have the wrong leader.
他开始就说，你们的领袖是不对的。
You ought to know that the right kings of the Jews are only sons of David.
你们应该知道，这个犹大人的领袖应该是大卫的子孙。
You've rebelled against God, and you have a leader who is not of David's family.
你们背叛了神，你们的领袖不是大卫的子孙。
And you think that just because you have a lot of soldiers and the help of some false gods, that you can claim the whole kingdom of Israel.
你们以为说你们有这些邪神以及有那么大的军队的帮助，你们就能够占领全国吗？
Pretty bold for a man who's got 400,000 people behind him and 800,000 people facing him.
他这样讲似乎是很大胆，因为他只有400,000人，而面对的是800,000大军。
But he doesn't stop there.
可是他并不就此停止。
In verse 8, he says you have the wrong God.
在第八节他说你们的神，你们的神也不对。
Says you've made false gods, golden idols for people to worship in the north. That's your fault, Jeroboam.
啊，你们制造这些金牛犊、这些假神来敬拜，这是耶罗波安是你的错误。
But he's not done yet.
他还没有截止。
He says you have the wrong priests.
他说你们的祭司也不对。
The priests are supposed to be from the tribe of Levi.
祭司是应该是由利未人中出来的。
You've thrown them all out.
可是你把他们都赶走了。
And you've made it so whoever brings a bribe can be a priest.
你们只要能带着贿赂来的人，你们就让他成为祭司。
And he can't resist the temptation to compare the north to his own country, Judah.
然后接下来他就忍不住要把北国跟他自己南国来做一个比较。
He says, we have the right leader.
他说我们的领袖是对的。
He's talking about himself. He is the great-grandson of David.
他讲的就是他自己，他是大卫王的曾孙。
He says, we remain faithful to the true God Jehovah. We haven't strayed from him.
他说我们一直对我们的耶和华神信实，我们并没有离弃他。
I put a little red mark there because you might want to remember that as we proceed and read further.
我在这里摆了一个记号，我希望你们能够记着这一点。
That claim might not be completely true.
我们等一下会看到他的这个叙述并不完全是正确的。
And he goes on to say, we have the right priests.
然后他接着说，我们的祭司也是对的。
They do things just the way God told us to do it.
他们按照神所教导的方法来做事。
So he draws some conclusions.
然后他接着就下了结论。
First he says, God is with us, not with you.
首先他说神是站在我们这一边的，不是站你们那一边的。
And he says, shame on you, you should not be fighting against the true God Jehovah.
他说你们应该觉得羞耻，因为你们不应该来反对耶和华。
And he,finally concludes, you cannot succeed.
所以他的结论就是说你们不会成功的。
This is a fantastic speech.
这是一篇很棒的演讲。
He is making all the right points.
他所有的重点都是正确的。
He uses all the right words.
他用所有正确的词语。
All the right methods.
所有正确的方法。
All the right reasoning.
所有正确的理由。
It sounds a little like some of the political speeches that we've been hearing lately.
这听起来好像我们最近常常听到这种在政治立场上很正确的一些演说。
But just like those political speeches, I have to ask, is this belief or bluff?
可是就像我们听到那些政治演说一样，我们就要想说他讲的是真的呢，还是假的？
How much is real?
有多少是真实的？
Let's just pause and take a moment to think about our own lives relevant to Abijah's points.
那我们现在来想想看我们自己的生活。
Is the God of the Bible, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, your God?
在你的生命里面，我们圣经里面所讲到的神，圣父、圣子、圣灵，是不是他？是不是你的神？
How do you worship him?
你是怎么样来敬拜你的神？
As God directs?
是照神所指示的方法吗？
What kind of leadership do you follow?
你跟随什么样的带领？
Think about those things and we'll return to them a little later.
想一想这些，我们等一下会来再回来阐述这几点。
Well, Abijah's speech is through.
亚比亚发表完了他的言论。
But while he has been giving this long, politically correct speech, part of Jeroboam's army has gone around to the back.
可是当他正在发表他这篇演说的时候呢，耶罗波安部分的军队就绕到他们后面去。
They formed an ambush.
他们准备伏击。
Now the enemy not only has superior numbers, it has superior position.
现在他的敌人不单在人数上面胜过他们，在这个战略地位上也胜过他们。
If Abijah's speech was an attempt to get Jeroboam not to attack, it was a failure.
如果说亚比亚他这篇演讲的目的是希望耶罗波安他们不要攻打他的话，那他就失败了。
Now they were in truly terrible circumstances.
现在他们的处境是真正的很危急。
And they did the right thing.
然后他们做了一个正确的决定。
In verse 14, we find they cried out to God.
在第十四节，我们看到他们开始向神呼求。
In verse 15, they yelled out the battle cry.
在第十五节，他们向神呐喊呼救。
And the word tells us that God defeated Jeroboam and all of the troops of Israel.
然后圣经里面告诉我们，神把耶罗波安以及他所带领的军队全部打败。
Just like that.
就像这样子。
They were following God's rules.
因为他们有遵照神的规定。
They were calling out to Him.
他们向神呼求。
This was clearly God's victory, not Judah's.
这个很明显的，这是神的胜利，而不是犹大国的胜利。
But read with me. If you don't read with me, you're liable not to believe me. In verse 17.
请你跟我一起来念圣经。
It says, Abijah and his people struck them with great force, so there fell slain of Israel, the northern kingdom, 500,000 men. Chosen men.
在第十七节这样说，亚比亚和他的军兵大大杀戮以色列人，以色列人扑倒死亡的精兵有500,000。
In this one battle, probably over one day, 500,000 men in one of the armies died.
就在这一场战争这一天里面，就有500,000的军队战亡。
There's no mention of any death of the soldiers of Judah.
圣经上没有讲到这个犹大国的军兵有任何的伤亡。
Think of the death toll for a single battle, probably in a single day.
我们来想想看，这样在一场战争里面，这么一天之内。
500,000 is almost the total population of Albuquerque.
500,000人几乎是阿伯克所有人口的总和。
500,000 is about the same number of Americans who died in battle during the American Civil War, World War I, and World War II combined.
500,000人几乎是美国军人在美国内战、第一次世界大战和第二次世界大战伤亡的总人数加起来。
It's hard to imagine a battlefield with that kind of loss.
我们很难想象在一场战争里面有这么多人的死亡。
Why did Judah prevail over the northern kingdom?
犹大国为什么能够战胜北国呢？
Because they relied on God and put their trust in Him.
因为他们依赖神，他们信靠神。
All this has looked picture perfect.
这些看起来好像是非常完美。
Abijah's speech contained all the right things.
亚比亚的讲词呢，包含了所有正确的事情。
His leadership during the battle seems to be what any child of God should do when facing an enemy.
然后他在战场上的领导呢，也好像是像所有神的子民应该要做的。
whether that enemy is an army, a hostile neighbor, or temptation to sin.
不管他所面对的敌人是一个很不友善的邻居，或者是一个诱惑你要犯罪的一种诱惑。
God says it's important that we trust in Him.
神说我们必须要信任他。
Psalm 37:40 says, "And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trusted in Him."
在诗篇第37篇第40节这样说：“耶和华帮助他们，解救他们，他解救他们脱离恶人，把他们救出来，因为他们投靠他。”
Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in you."
在以下以赛亚书第26:3节这样说：“艰辛依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他倚靠你。”
Well, we go on to find out a little bit about Abijah's life in the last two verses of the chapter.
接下来我们在这一章最后这两节来看看有关亚比亚的生平。
He ruled as king for only 3 years. He had lots of offspring and lots of wives, most of them before becoming king. But let's look into his life by looking at his character, by examining another part of the Bible that discusses his life.
现在让我们在圣经从另外一本书里面来看有关他的个性。Turn
with me back to 1 Kings chapter 15.
请大家翻到列王记上第15章。We've
just seen Abijah give a perfect speech and show perfect leadership in battle.
我们刚刚看到亚比亚发表了一篇很完美的演讲。
Clearly, Abijah knows what he's supposed to do as one of God's people, the Jews.
很明显的，对亚比亚知道说，作为一个犹太人，他应该要怎么样做。
His knowledge of God's way seems complete.
他有关于神的道的知识呢，似乎是很完全的。
He seems to be a perfect leader.
他看起来是一个很完美的一个领导者。
But in verse 3, we find out something else different about him. In verse 3, read with me, "And he walked in all the sins that his father did before him, and his heart was not wholly true to the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father."
在15章第3节这样说, 亚比央行他父亲在他以前所行的一切恶, 他的心不像他祖大卫的心，诚诚实实的顺服耶和华他的神。
God says he was just as bad as his father.
神说他跟他的父亲一样坏。So
if we want to find out how bad his father was, we have to look back to the previous chapter.
所以我们如果要看他的父亲是行怎么样恶事的话，我们要往前面看。If
we look at the latter part of verse 24 in chapter 14.
24章24节的后半段。
It says, "They did according to all the abominations of the nations that the Lord drove out before the people of Israel."
他说犹大人效法耶和华在以色列人面前所赶出的外邦人，行一切可憎恶的事。
When God gave the land of Canaan to the Israelites, he said, "Drive out those peoples because they are such terrible idolaters."
当神把迦南地赐给以色列人的时候，他说把那些人外邦人赶走，因为他们行一切可憎恶的事。
So under Abijah, there was continued idolatry.
可是在亚比亚的领导之下，他们仍然在崇拜偶像。
There was a growth in the number of places of false worship.
这个崇拜假神的地方越来越多。
And there were the most evil of sensual practices.
他们也行各种各样邪恶的事情。
The man who gave such a good speech did nothing to make the knowledge of Jehovah a reality in Judah.
这个发表了这么完美的一篇演讲的人，他完全没有将耶和华的知识在犹大国实行。
He talked a good life, but he didn't live it.
他讲到一个很美好的生命，可是他并没有把它实行出来。
He could give a great speech, but who was the man behind it?
他可以发表一篇很美好、美好的一篇演讲，可是在这篇演讲背后的人是什么样子的呢？
What was really needed in Abijah's life?
在亚比亚的生命里面，真正需要的是什么？
You see, Abijah knew the position of David.
亚比亚他知道大卫的地位。
He knew about David's authority.
他知道大卫的权威。
He knew how important it was to be a son of David so that you could be a king of Israel.
他知道要成为以色列的王，你必须是一个大卫的子孙。
So he knew about David.
所以他知道大卫。
But he did not know David's power.
可是他不知道大卫的权力。
He did not know that he did not understand what God meant when he said that David was a man after God's own heart.
他不了解当神说大卫是寻求神心意的人，那是到底是什么意思？
He did not understand that David's power came from being close to God.
他不了解说大卫的能力是因为他与神亲近，所以他有他的能力。
Abijah also knew the position of the priests.
亚比亚也知道祭司的地位。
He knew what they were supposed to do.
他知道祭司应该要怎么做。
He knew God's rules of worship.
他知道神对于敬拜的规定。
And he understood that the priest needed to do those things.
他也知道祭司必须要做那些事情。
But he did not understand the holiness of the priest.
可是他不了解祭司的圣洁。
The dedication of their worship to God.
祭司对于对神的敬拜的献身。
Their obedience to every rule that God had laid down for worship.
他们遵从神所设定的每一个敬拜的规定。
Abijah knew the position of God.
亚比亚知道神的地位。
He knew about God's power and sovereignty.
他知道神的权力以及主权。
He knew that God could do these things for Israel.
他知道神能为以色列做各样的事情。
But he did not know God's presence.
可是他不知道神的同在。
If he had known God's presence in a personal way, he would have wanted to do everything God's way.
如果说他知道以个人的关系知道神的同在的话，他就不会用他自己的方法来做事。
Abijah's knowledge was not enough.
亚比亚的知识并不对他来讲，光是知识是不够的。
How could we get such a different picture of this man from two different portions of Scripture?
我们怎么能可能在圣经里面在两本不同的书里对同一个人有这么不同的一个叙述？
The books of Chronicles and Kings cover much of the same people and events in Israel's history.
在历代志里面主要是记载以色列历史上各个的王以及发生的事情。
Those who study the Bible a lot tend to agree that 1st and 2nd Chronicles were written primarily to establish David's line, King David's line, and his line of succession.
圣经学者大部分都同意说这个历代志上下这两本书呢，主要是记载了大卫的生平以及大卫接下来继承的王。
While 1st and 2nd Kings were written more to deal with the character of the individuals.
而列王记上下这两本书呢，是比较偏重于描述每一个王个人的性格。
I began by saying that faith begins in the mind, but never stops there.
我刚开始的就说，信心是从思想开始，可是并不停止于光是思想。
True faith always leads to a changed life.
真正的信心总是会导致生命的改变。
Faith begins with facts, knowledge.
信心是始于事实以及知识。
But the growth of faith stems from the action and reaction to facts and knowledge.
可是信心的增长呢，就必须要借着行动以及对于事实的反应才能够信心增长。
It's been more than 2,000 years since the source of all truth walked the face of this earth.
自从一切真理的源头，也就是耶稣在世上行走，已经有2000年了。
So many thousands and millions have been exposed to the facts of his life and being, but failed to act upon those facts.
数以百万计的人都听到了耶稣，可是呢，他们却没有能够在这上面有了回应。
Think of all the Jews that Paul witnessed to, and so few believed.
我们来想想看，保罗对这么多做了这么多见证，可是却相信他的人却不多。
Think of the church leaders described in 2 Timothy as having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof.
我们来看提摩太后书里面所提到的这些教会的领导者，说他们有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意。
Think of those who cast out demons in Jesus' name, but they were not followers of Jesus.
我们来想想这些能够驱鬼的人，他们却不是耶的，却不是不跟随耶稣。
So what is the purpose of gaining biblical knowledge?
所以我们得到这么多圣经知识的目的是什么呢？
Psalm 19:11 is a very familiar verse to many of us.
诗篇第119篇是我们大家都很熟悉的一篇。
It begins by saying, I have hid or stored up your word in my heart.
在十一节里面说，我将你的话藏在心里。
But why?
为什么呢？
The verse finishes saying, so that I might not sin against you.
这章经节接下去说，免得我得罪你。
The purpose of spiritual knowledge is a changed life.
我们这个圣经上的知识的目的是希望我们能够改变我们的生命。
It is so easy for each of us to have the right story.
我们很容易能够写出一篇很好的故事。
But not live it out in our lives.
可是要行出来却不是很容易的事。
It is so easy to know the facts.
我们要知道这事实是很简单。
And even talk openly about those facts.
我们也可以公开的来讲论我们知道的这些事实。
But not apply them to our own lives.
可是我们却没有把它应用在我们的生活上面。
Each of us should examine our own lives to see if we are walking the way we talk.
我们每一个人都应该来审查我们自己的生命，看看我们是不是有实行把我们所讲的做出来。
Have we put into practice the spiritual principles that we know are needed and that we talk about?
我们有没有把我们所知道的必须要做到的属灵的原则，能够把它在我们的生命上、生活上做出来呢？
Consider the three areas that Abijah covered in his politically correct speech.
我们来想看这个亚比亚在他那篇演讲里面所提到的三点。
David,
大卫王,
the priests,
祭司,
and God.
及神。
You and I cannot be directly under the leadership of an earthly son of David.
我们不太可能, 不可能说直接跟随大卫的子孙。
But we can be under the leadership and lordship of the Lord Jesus, who was born from the earthly line of David.
可是我们能够跟随主耶稣, 他是大卫的子孙。
Is Jesus your Lord?
耶稣是不是你的主?
Is he the one to whom you owe your allegiance?
你有没有对他忠心呢?
How about worship?
至于敬拜,
that was related to the Levitical priesthood for Israel.
这个是应该是以色列人地位人带领的敬拜。
But we are now to worship God in spirit and in truth, as Jesus told the woman at the well in Samaria.
可是我们现在是用心灵和诚实来敬拜神。
Is your worship free of God, free of the clutter of worldly things and desires?
你对神的敬拜是不是不没有受到属世欲望的一些牵绊呢？
Are you free to worship God with your whole heart?
你是不是能够自由的全心的来敬拜神呢？
Truly, it is so very hard to free ourselves from the world's attractions.
我们很难说摆脱世界的引诱，然后能够全心和自由的来敬拜神。
Now about God.
现在我们来讲到神。
Abijah knew the sovereignty and power of God, but he did not know God's presence.
亚比亚知道神的主权，知道神的全能力，可是他并不知道神的同在。
God was a distant truth in his life.
神对他来说是一个很遥远的一个真实。
We need to know God in a personal, life-changing way.
我们必须要跟神有一个亲密而且能够改变我们生命的关系。
Because knowledge is not enough.
因为光是知识是不够的。
God's desire for each of us is a changed life.
神要求于我们每一个人的是一个改变了的生命。